From WSIU Radio News, I'm Jeff Williams. It's Wednesday, January 31st. Look for partly sunny skies today. It's going to be breezy and mild with a high near 54. We could see wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner delivers his annual State of the State address today. As WSIU's Jennifer Fuller reports, political watchers expect it to focus on issues critical to this year's election.
Political analyst and Illinois lawmakers host Jack Titchener says in an election year, leaders in Springfield try to play it safe. They don't want to upset their base or any potential swing voters. He expects this year's State of the State address to follow that trend.
I don't think that you're going to see much in the way of any signature or controversial legislation coming up in the spring because, again, they're trying to get through the primaries and get into the general election.
At the same time, Titchener says he doesn't expect lawmakers to work on much more than the budget this year as they campaign for re-election or, in some cases, higher office. I'm Jennifer Fuller.
And you can hear Governor Rauner's State of the State address today beginning at noon, along with reaction and analysis from Illinois lawmakers. That's on both WSIU Radio and WSIU TV. The Democratic candidates for Illinois governor seeking the March primary nomination took part in a forum at SIU last night. Candidates responded to several rounds of questions. One, asking if they will release their tax returns prior to the primary, drew a mixed response, with two of the six candidates saying they would not release their returns.
No, you can't. I mean, I think that the truth is I've disclosed incredible detail about every share of every stock I own and all of the trusts I've benefited from.
That's candidate Chris Kennedy. Kennedy and fellow candidate J.B. Pritzker both say they will not release their tax returns. They say that what they have already disclosed will reveal more than what tax returns would. Well, Jerry Kill is back at SIU. As WSIU's Brad Palmer reports, the former Saluki head football coach will return to the university as an ambassador and fundraiser for the athletics department.
Kill says now is a good time for him to come back because of the challenges facing SIU Carbondale.
I had other opportunities in football and things off the field, but I felt like this one gave me the opportunity to really step in and make a difference.
SIUC Chancellor Carlo Montemagno says Kill's appointment as his special assistant will mean more than money. He says it'll help reconnect the university with the community.
We are the People's University. We are the University of Southern Illinois. And we lost a little bit of that strength of bond that we had together. This is going to reinforce that bond, which is extraordinarily powerful. It's priceless.
Kill says he will begin his new duties in mid-March in order to give him some time to rest. He's dealt with epilepsy for many years. Kill's salary of $140,000 a year will come from the SIU Foundation. I'm Brad Palmer.
A Southern Illinois man who killed his ex-wife's divorce lawyer before he led police on a 13-week manhunt has died in prison. State Department of Corrections says 61-year-old Kelly Lee McGinnis died Monday in Lawrence Correctional Center. The agency says it is investigating McGinnis's death, but it appears he died as a result of the flu. McGinnis killed attorney Thomas Meyer of Greenville in 1996. Weather-wise today, partly sunny, breezy, and mild, at least for the end of January. Look for a high of 54, winds out of the south-southwest at 11 to 20 miles an hour. Could see wind gusts today as high as 30 miles an hour. That will give way to mostly cloudy conditions tonight and an overnight low of 39. Tomorrow, we'll see kind of a mix of sun and clouds, 30% chance of some light rain, and a high of 44. I'm Jeff Williams, WSIU Radio News.